ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 7, Text 164. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Mathurate Patailo Rupa Sanatan. Dui Shena Poti Koilo Bhakti Pracharan Mathura Te Pathailo Rupa Sanatan Dui Shena Poti Koilo Bhakti Pracharan Translation, Lord Chaitanya dispatched the two generals, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, to Vrindavan to preach the bhakti cult purport. When Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami went to Vrindavan, there was not a single temple. But by their preaching, they were gradually able to construct various temples. Sanatana Goswami constructed the Madan Mohan temple and Rupa Goswami constructed the Govindaji temple. Similarly, their nephew Jiva Goswami constructed the Radha Damodar temple. Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami constructed the Radharaman temple. Sri Lokanath Goswami constructed the Gokalananda temple. And Shyamananda Goswami constructed the Shyamasundar temple. In this way, many temples were gradually constructed. For preaching, construction of temples is also necessary. The Goswamis not only engaged in writing books, but also constructed temples because both are needed for preaching work. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the cult of his Sankirtan movement to spread all over the world. Now that the International Society for Krishna Consciousness has taken up this task of preaching the cult of Lord Chaitanya, its members should not only construct temples in every town and village of the globe, but also distribute the books that have already been written and further increase the number of books. Both distribution of books and construction of temples must continue side by side in parallel lines. I'll read the verse previous to this also. E pancha tatta rupe Shri Krishna Chaitanya Krishna nama prema diya bisha koile dhanna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates of the pancha tattva distributed the holy name of the Lord to invoke love of Godhead throughout the universe, and thus the entire universe was thankful. So the verse which we just read today, which we chanted today, along with the next two verses, explain how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, the Panchatattva, they spread love of Krishna throughout the universe. The universe here, or within the sphere that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates personally, directly preached, that Rupan Sanatan went to the west, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the south, and Nityananda Prabhu was in Bengal. And then later, all over the world. So Rupa Sanatan came to the west, about which elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami comments, Paschime lok shab murha anacha. Rupa Sanatan Patailo Shikai Bhakti Shadacha. That the people in the West are all fools and rascals. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Rupa and Sanatana there to teach them bhakti sadacha, proper behavior in devotional service. So this particularly refers to the western side of India. That could be speculated that had been heavily influenced by Muslims, although of course Bengal was under Muslim rule, and Rupa and Sanatana themselves had been in the service of the rulers. Yeah. And even Bengal was full of tantrics and sahajiyas. Sahajiyas came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was a Buddhist cult, and then they just got tagged onto Vaishnavism. So, yeah, Rupa Sanatana went to Vrindavan, and there was nothing. That whole area was rediscovered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was known that it was the place, knowledge must have been there that this area is the place of Krishna's pastimes, because it was known as Vrindavan. But even Radha Kund was unknown. There was a puddle in some rice fields. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed there and said, "This is Radha Kund," and this way he discovered. And he sent Rupa Goswami and Sanatan to Vrindavan with three main purposes, to Lupta Tirtha Udha, which means to discover and lift, literally uplift or develop the tirthas. Of course, all of Vrindavan is dham, so every blade of grass, every piece of dust in Vrindavan is sacred. But there are certain specific places within Vrindavan dham which are associated with Krishna's specific pastimes. There are some, they're very famous. Keshi Ghat, Vanshi Ghat, Gokul. There are two Gokuls at the present time. One Balab Sampradaya Gokul and one Gauriya Sampradaya Gokul. In Chiragat, there are at least two, where Krishna stole the clothes of the gopis, and so on. So, these were all unknown, and Rupa and Sanatan, that was one of the things they did. Another thing was to write books. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally instructed them. Rupa and Sanatan, he gave the contents to them for several books, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the broad overview, and later Rupa and Sanatan, they wrote all the books, but by going nana shastra vicharanaika nipano sad dharma sangsthapako lokanam itakarino tribhuvane manyo sharanyakara. They are worth taking shelter of, and they're glorified, to be glorified by everyone in the world. The six Goswamis, for their task of going through all the scriptures and with the points they had to make, just like following Ekadashi, how one should follow. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically instructed Sanatana Goswami that one should not follow the Vitta Ekadashi, there is Shuddha Ekadashi, Vitta Ekadashi, which means that there may be different reasons for that, for which the Ekadashi is, the fasting should not be observed on that day. To do with the times of rising of the sun and the moon. So on that occasion, the Mahadwadashi should be observed, and all these details. So they found from different shastras. First of all, we have to collect all the shastras, and then study them all. And you don't have any Veda base like nowadays. So that all has to be put in order. Now we have the corpus of what is called Goswami literature. That means the books written by the six Goswamis. And often it's included the later writings up to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also. And maybe Baladev Vidyabhushan also. This up to Baladev Vidyabhushan, the by the last Vidyabhushan was the last contributor to the basic or the establishment of Gauriya Siddhanta. Actually, we may say up to Vishwanath, but Baladev also, of course, gave the Govinda Bhasha. And yeah, well, particularly that work of his. So there's, by their writings, the six Goswamis, they gave the Siddhanta, the proper understanding, the practices of Gauriya Vaishnavas, and they gave literature to nourish devotees at all, to develop and nourish devotees at all levels, from the very beginning up to the very highest level. Sri Upadeshamrita of Rupa Goswami takes devotees from the very beginning to the very highest level. And specifically, there are some works which the Goswamis composed, which are for devotees who are on the level of prayojan. That's, they've attained the, yeah, they've come to the perfectional stage, or they're just on the verge of there. So he gave Rup, Sanatan, Jiva, and especially Raghunath Das Goswami gave literature for the devotees at the very highest level. So, the important work of writing books. Others were going out and preaching widely. We're called Rupanuga Sampradaya. Although we're followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he placed everyone under the guidance of Rupa Goswami. Others were preaching widely. Nityananda was preaching widely. Under Nityananda's guidance, many devotees, the Dwadash Gopal, the 12 followers of Nityananda Prabhu, they were preaching widely in Bengal. But the philosophical heart of the Gauriya Sampradaya was with the six Goswamis. They didn't travel here and there for preaching, but they wrote books to establish what is the actual path of Krishna consciousness following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and why we follow this path. What is Shastra Praman? If there is, if we are to follow any path, that should have some basis. It should have some axioms. Whatever philosophy is in the world is based on some axiom. For instance, communism is based on the it's maybe not even stated within, I've not read Das Kapital or any such work, but even if I did, I wouldn't remember it now. Maybe I did read it years ago, I can't remember. But the axiomatic understanding there is that humans, all humans are meant to live happily. And the basis of that is economics. If we have to share the products of labor, so there's a certain axiom there. And then there are other utilitarianism of, I remember, John Stuart Mill. The idea that, well, everything should be... Oh, and then there's Jeremy Bentham. How everything should be done for the greatest benefit of everyone. And that may include not only economics. So there's certain axioms that every philosophy is based on. So, in Vedic culture, that's based on Shastra, that whatever is to be known has to be understood from Shastra. Shastra Mulam, yes. Shastra Yonit Vat. everything is based on Shastra. So the Goswamis, they had to, on one hand you have the works which are, no one outside the Gauri Sampradaya will accept because they're revelatory. Or on the other hand, you have works that are solidly based in Shastra, especially Jiva Goswami established. First of all, why we accept Bhagavatam as the top one? Gauriya Siddhanta is based on Bhagavatam. So first he establishes that. And in doing so, he goes outside the Shastra to establish why we have to follow Shastra. Actually, within Shastra you're fine, but then for those who are argumentative, they won't accept. If you say you just have to follow Shastra, then they'll say, why? So, then you analyze what are different sources of knowledge. Pratyaksha. Always, pratyaksha, direct perception, is always faulty. Can it? And anuman, what we may guess or hypothesize, that's also faulty. Our direct senses, they are faulty, and then our interpretation, our understanding is also faulty. So, shabda. We come to shabda, and then it's a big topic, as you know. You could spend all your life on this point, but then you don't get any further. Then you have, that's why bahunam janmanam ante gyanabhang mang prapadite. You can go round and round in circles for a few thousand lifetimes working out just on pramana tattva. Just trying to get a watertight case in all respects. But anyway, we accept as axiomatic shabda praman. And then all among Shastras, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Jiva Goswami goes into great depth on all issues that arise within Shastra. And so in this way they wrote books to establish the position. And others preached. And the preaching was not, to most people, would not be getting into great details on all the different philosophical points. Most people at that time were uneducated in the sense of not reading and writing. Although not exactly uneducated, because people would hear also. They may not be systematically educated, but in traditional India, people would regularly hear Puranas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, and by hearing again and again, they would learn it, and they would learn the lessons to be imbibed. So, the preaching was going on, and in course of time, there arose a great darkness in the, the light became less clear to most people, and a great darkness enshrouded the Sankirtan movement. And in course of time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he again started writing books, but in a somewhat different genre, because times had changed. Adibhutam kshara bhava. In the material world, everything's always changing. The truth doesn't change, but the world changes. So, old wine in new bottles, not new wine in old bottles. We want the old wine in new bottles, not new wine in old bottles. There's a lot of difference. Should be the same thing, the same teachings have to be presented, but maybe in a new format. Not that we teach some new bogus thing in the old format so that people can't understand what's real and what's not real. and they take the real to be unreal. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, some of his works were very much in the... well, just like his Tattva Sutras, but, and Tattva Vivek, Amnai Sutra, very philosophical works in the same genre as that Vedanta, what's that, Samantaka of Baladev Vidyabhushan. But even there, he analyzed the Adhunikvadas, the modern philosophies, and he analyzed European philosophers, Christianity, and especially his very important books, Jaiva Dharma and Sri Chaitanya Shikamrita. They analyzed the, or they presented Gaudiya teachings, but specifically aimed at an audience that was different in outlook and different, had been differently educated to the kind of audience that Rupa and Sanatan were aiming at. Times had changed. So Rupa and Sanatan, they went to Vrindavan, they were sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they established temples, and they wrote books, and things developed. They themselves started to develop things. At that time, those who are not Trikalaga, those who did not have vision of the three phases of time, might or probably wouldn't have been able to see what would happen now, in that Krishna consciousness would spread all over the world. But Rupa and Sanatan, they did their duty as they were told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and on the foundations that they built, then gradually the whole Krishna conscious movement has spread. The Rupa and Sanatan went to Vrindavan, there was nothing to show. But gradually things got developed. Now, of course, materialistic people can also develop things. They go somewhere with nothing. There are many cases in the history of America. People, they go there with nothing. They arrive as an impoverished refugee and they become very rich. So that's, even recently, in recent history of America, with the Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, they came up out of insignificance and became vastly rich and famous. And in the fields of sport and cinema and music, they can still do that kind of thing, isn't it? So Rupa and Sanatan, starting with nothing and developing the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you could say, well, okay, so many people did that. In fact, this rascal, what's his name? Sri Sri, yeah. He praised Srila Prabhupada as an example of someone who in old age they did something. So he's giving this example. You have to do, you can do something even in old age, completely missing the point that what Srila Prabhupada did was nothing comparable to the kind of stupid things that he encourages people to do, which is to remain in Maya, pretending that they're somehow or other religious. Anyway, let's not talk about him. So Srila, yeah, Srila Prabhupada, similarly, he went with the order of his guru to the Western countries with nothing. 40 rupees, which was not convertible currency in America. And he had his books. He'd written his books, also on the order of his guru. And he had a few other things. He had some cereal to eat. But by his purity, Krishna reciprocated with that. Of course, he wasn't just sitting. He wasn't just sitting around being pure, just chanting rounds and dreaming of Radha and Krishna. But he worked hard. And he had a general plan to spread Krishna consciousness, but he would adjust it each moment, practically, because adhibhuta kshara bhavaha, the material world is, material nature is endlessly mutable. That was the translation in the first edition of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Maybe Hayagriva put that. And then now in the present one it says, material nature is constantly changing. So, Srila Prabhupada adjusted to that. He had a general idea to spread Krishna consciousness as widely as possible without and making adjustments as necessary, but without compromising the essence. His mission was one of the defining parameters was nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshacharni, to deliver the Western countries from the insidious influence of the Mayavadis and the Shunyavadis. And he constructed temples. Srila Prabhupada writes here about construct temples in every town and village of the globe. No small task. He's struggling here for so many years. But actually the struggle was greater previously. It was much greater previously when people didn't know anything about a movement here in India or anywhere in the world. And the early days of ISKCON were characterized by much struggle. There's very little public acceptance either in the West or in India or anywhere. People didn't know what we were. We were strange. To the Western people, we were very strange. And to the Indian people, Westerners trying to be Vaishnavas was also very strange. And generally, in this world, whatever is strange, people tend to reject. So, gradually, movement has spread. And it can continue to spread. Srila Prabhupada has given guidelines on how that can be done, especially in his Chaitanya Charitamrita purports and in his later purports in Srimad Bhagavatam. He spoke about the Krishna conscious movement and its spread. So here he speaks about constructing temples as well as distribution of books. Elsewhere he tends to emphasize distribution of books, but here he says both. They must continue side by side in parallel lines, which of course calls to mind the Bhagavati and Pancharatriki Vidhi, or the two, or Bhagavata Marg and Pancharatrika Marg. The Bhagavata Marg is that of chanting Hare Krishna and writing books, distributing books. And Pancharatrika Marg is constructing temples. So of the two, the Bhagavata Marg is more important, Srila Prabhupada informed us. But just like a train runs on two tracks, so both are necessary. So here he's emphasizing this also. The construction of temples. And we're practically seeing how by distribution of books, people are becoming enlivened in Krishna consciousness. People are taking these books. It's quite surprising. Maybe you're not so surprised now, but it was quite surprising when you all started going out into these small towns in Tamil Nadu and distributing many sets of Srimad Bhagavatam to people who they never heard of ISKCON or Prabhupada. But so many people took sets, and many of you can't even speak Tamil, and people in the villages in Tamil Nadu, they only speak Tamil, but somehow distributing these books. By the spiritual strength that comes down in the parampara from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa and Sanatan, and down through the parampara to Srila Prabhupada. And so You can do many things. It's quite. Who can explain? If you take a course in salesmanship, they'd never send someone who doesn't speak the language to go and sell a book in that language. What to speak of a whole set of books that cost how much? 3,000 rupees or something? 5,000 for Bhagavata. 5,000. But you give all the other books with it or just Bhagavata? 5,500 rupees. I mean, it's against all the rules. You don't do that kind of thing, right? But we're breaking the rules. And the real rule is to distribute the books. So we can see that the potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order is still there. And you can practically experience that. It's not there's no ometer to measure the mercy. Like there's a thermometer, hydrometer, hygrometer, there are so many. But you can't measure the mercy, but you can experience that. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukam kartam avyayam. You can practically experience that. That if we are acting selflessly, that means we want to preach to benefit others. We're not thinking what benefit I will get for myself. If we're not thinking how others will praise me, if we're not thinking how I'll get some money and live comfortably, there may be so many mundane reasons can mix up with the desire to preach. Or it may be that even from the beginning one is completely mundane and becomes a preacher. There's no idea of what Srila Prabhupada's mission is, but somehow or other is engaged to go out and collect money. But by not reading the books, and you collect money and have a temple and things run on nicely, but the spirit to benefit others, to change their life, is not there, because basically the preacher's never come out of material consciousness himself. So the real preaching is with humility, which might seem to be contradictory, because we're telling people, but preaching means that we're approaching someone and saying that, it actually sounds extremely ostentatious, that the way you are now is not the way you should be. You're just someone walking along, going through their normal life, and what you're doing is not right. You should be like me. I know better. So it might seem to be extremely proud, but actually one can only preach with humility if one considers that I don't have anything to give, but I can be a medium by which the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come down through the parampara, and that can be imparted by me. And of course Srila Prabhupada said that there is no better way to preach than to distribute my books. That doesn't mean there are not other ways to preach, but the book distribution is in the forefront. So, congratulations to all of you who are working hard. No doubt. It's not that you just sit in the van and people come up to you and offer dandavat pranam and say, give me the books. It might happen sometimes, but generally not. Definitely in the Western countries, it's not going to happen. In India, occasionally. But you have to go out and meet the people. Some are favorable, some are not. And you have to be convinced that people need these books. We have to distribute these books. We'll become convinced by reading them ourselves and experiencing that this knowledge We want to share this with others. That's another basis for preaching Krishna consciousness. You feel so much enlivened by the knowledge in these books. Yes, this is right. We need to share this with others. So one is impelled to share that with others. So I thought maybe some of you could come and tell us some of your, those of you who are out there distributing the books, you could come and tell us any anecdotes, some people you met, how they interacted with you, or any realizations you have. Who's first? Keshav? He's not. He's going and distributing books? No, wants to be with his mother. All right. Okay. He's ran from the front to the back. He's afraid he might get sent out on book distribution. No, he's going out right now. Oh, he's really fired up. Huh? Going to school. I see. Okay. All right, anyone? Well, Narottama Acharya. Who's the Acharya in the party? Narottam or Acharya? They're both Acharyas. Acharya, he's really the Acharya. He led the way. He showed it's possible to distribute sets of books door to door. Yeah, so tell us. Do we have another mic? No, should have arranged that in advance. Yeah, please come here. Oh, you want to speak for... Yeah, you can speak. Here, there, anywhere. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, just wait a second till we get this. Just an amazing number of... How many sets did you do in the marathon? In December, 203 sets of Bhagavatam. They're all mostly door-to-door. Just going door-to-door, distributing books. You find someone who's interested, say and tell them, would you like to see the set of books? Show it to them, and then they take it. No sponsorship. Nothing, just door-to-door, meeting people fresh and on the spot, selling them Bhagavatam sets. We have to start this program in the West. Prabhupada said, I want that every gentleman in America should have a full set of my books. Devotees started to do it in the late 1970s, early 1980s, in America and in Australia. And they were doing. But then it stopped somehow or other. And they started selling records or something. Okay.